The Book of Zephaniah. Chapter 1. The word of the Lord which came to Zephaniah, the son of Cushi, the son of Gedaliah, the son of Amariah, the son of Hezekiah, in the days of Josiah, the son of Amon, king of Judah. I will take away everything from the face of the earth, says the Lord. I will take away man and beast, I will take away the birds of the heaven and the fishes of the sea, causing the downfall of the evildoers, and cutting man off from the face of the earth, says the Lord. And my hand will be stretched out on Judah and on all the people of Jerusalem, cutting off the name of the Baal from this place, and the name of the false priests, and the worshippers of the army of heaven on the housetops, and the Lord's worshippers who take oaths by Milcom, and those who are turned back from going after the Lord, and those who have not made prayer to the Lord or got directions from him. Let there be no sound before the Lord God, for the day of the Lord is near, for the Lord has made ready an offering, he has made his guests holy. And it will come about in the day of the Lord's offering, that I will send punishment on the rulers and the king's sons and all who are clothed in robes from strange lands. And in that day I will send punishment on all those who come jumping over the doorstep and make their master's house full of violent behavior and deceit. And in that day, says the Lord, there will be the sound of a cry from the fish doorway, and an outcry from the new town, and a great thundering from the hills, and cries of grief from the people of the hollow, because of the downfall of all the people of Canaan. All those who were weighted down with silver have been cut off. And it will come about at that time, that I will go searching through Jerusalem with lights, and I will send punishment on the men who have become like wine stored over long, who say to themselves, the Lord will not do good and will not do evil. And their wealth will be violently taken away, and their houses will be made waste. They will go on building houses and never living in them, and planting vine gardens but not drinking the wine from them. The great day of the Lord is near, it is near and coming very quickly. The bitter day of the Lord is near, coming on more quickly than a man of war. That day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and sorrow, a day of wasting and destruction, a day of dark night and deep shade, a day of cloud and thick dark, a day of sounding the horn and the war cry against the walled towns and the high towers. And I will send trouble on men so that they will go about like the blind, because they have done evil against the Lord, and their blood will be drained out like dust, and their strength like waste. Even their silver and their gold will not be able to keep them safe in the day of the Lord's wrath, but all the land will be burned up in the fire of his bitter wrath, for he will put an end, even suddenly, to all who are living in the land.